Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Dickinson joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. JD, good morning. You know, the three of us were talking this morning about the setting and everything down in San Diego. How was that experience for you?
It was incredible. It really was. And a different type of experience to see, you know, that level of talent on display, you know, just everywhere. And Lo, you know, you were just touching on it. I mean, it really is kind of a celebration of the game, and just to see the respect that each of these players have for each other, you know, because they aren't around each other frequently. I mean, yeah, you'll see, you know, one or two star players maybe in an individual game during the regular season, but to have all these guys on hand at once, and you know, talking to Stephen Vogt of the A's after the game, he didn't even get in the game. And it didn't really diminish his experience at all, you know, just from being around David Ortiz in his final All-Star game. I mean, he said that he turned into a kid again, you know, just being able to talk with him, being able to get, you know, a couple of things signed from him, and just being able to be a part of, you know, what was a big moment for a Hall of Fame type guy, you know, playing in his final one. So I think whether a guy gets one at bat or none, or, you know, pitches 2-3 innings, you know, I think everybody has an appreciation for it, and these guys really do have that kind of respect for one another.
Hey, JD, was it that moment with Poppy, or was it something else? What stood out among an evening of a lot of different great moments during the course of the game?
Well, I think even before the game, I mean, they set the tone so well with the way that they honored Tony Gwynn, and the way they honored the military as well. You know, San Diego, just a tremendous military town. I think it was set even before the game, really. You know, and I think Johnny Cueto, you know, getting a chance to start was a cool thing. And I think you could tell that, you know, maybe his former teammates had a little something on him from the Royals. You know, he spent the last couple months of the season with the Royals, helped them win the World Series, and to see, you know, Hosmer and Salvador Perez take him deep, and just kind of those matchups, and then Cueto, you know, trying to do what he does as far as, you know, tricking the game with the windup and the different pitches, and it kind of bit him a little bit. But just to see the whole experience and the way the guys interact with each other, and you've got David Ortiz holding this, you know, 20-25 minute press conference in the middle of the game, you know, just because of it being the last one, and just watching everybody kind of gravitate towards him. I thought that stole the show. The talent of the Royals players did as well. And then, you know, just all the pitching on display once, you know, things kind of calmed down after the American League had taken lead.
JD, speaking of moments, the group, the Tenors, performed the Canadian National Anthem. And one of the members took it upon himself to change the lyrics and basically quote, "All lives matters." And all hell has broke loose. We know we got a lot of things going on in our country, and there's a lot being made of that. You were there. What was the atmosphere like when that was said? Could you tell people what was the reaction?
Well, you know, the first thing that stood out from them was really what an incredible job they did singing, really. And I think people were more – I don't think people totally noticed initially, at least among those in the ballpark. And obviously when you watch it, and you were more focused on it, maybe from a television perspective, you could see what was going on there. And they obviously issued a statement and apologized and basically said the one guy went rogue, you know, among the group. So, yeah, it was something that wasn't talked about a lot, but was more noticed, you know, afterwards and after they had released their statement as well, essentially apologizing for it.
So what does that tell you, JD, that where we're at in this country, when you look at sports and what it's meant, you know, in the 50s and 60s and 30s, people of color wasn't necessarily involved in all the different things that's going on. And now we're in the 2000. Is it shocking that we're still having these problems? And what are these athletes, and what does it seem like the tone of the athletes are? Did any of the guys talk about that at the All-Star game as well?
Yeah, you know, it really didn't get talked about specifically, just because there's so much, you know, going on. But I think, you know, baseball is, you know, in some ways as diverse as any sport when you just, you know, look at you know, the level of Japanese players, and you look at, you know, guys from all over the world, whether it's you know, Dominican Republic, a lot of guys from Venezuela. You know, it seems like there's a, you know, it really is a melting pot kind of sport, you know, when you look at a lot of guys. And I know, you know, every year, you know, baseball wants to get more African-American players, you know, playing the game again. There's been a dip in terms of percentage there. You know, there's been a dip in terms of management positions. You know, there's been some conversation as to whether or not baseball needs to adopt more of a, like a Rooney Rule type thing for the way the NFL did. So I think there's always, you know, things that are being done to try and make the game and make the league itself, you know, more inclusive, you know, moving forward.
He's on Twitter at JD John Dickinson. He's our 95.7 The Game reporter. John Dickinson with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game in San Diego for the All-Star Game. JD, thanks for your time. Great stuff. We'll catch up soon.
All right, sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.